That's exactly right. We don't have that long time history to go back to, and so we're taking a little bit of a look into what the world might have been like if the Naturals never were, and the name that finished second actually came to life.
And when the decision was made what to call the AA franchise of the Royals, now at Arvest Ballpark, first choice was Naturals, second was Thunder Chickens.
That is right. It was pretty contentious because obviously those two names take the course of a franchise into completely and totally different directions. The look, the feel, sort of the attitude about the team is very, very different. And so it created a lot of debate when we were first coming into town, and there was a very, very vocal group that was very excited about Thunder Chickens. But at the end of the day, the masses, you know, the majority voted for Naturals, and Naturals seemed to be what people, both those who cared about the team coming and those who we just polled in general, all felt like Naturals was a better representation and a better team name to move forward.
I know that in minor league baseball, there's this wonderful history of sort of wacky or oddball names. Lansing Lugnuts come to mind, a salute to the auto history. Thunder Chickens just seems a little, even for minor league baseball, just a little out there.
I completely agree. I think it's if we had not done a name the team contest where you know we asked the people of Northwest Arkansas to help us, you know, help us create this team name. If we had not sought the opinions of those living in Northwest Arkansas, we never would have come upon this name ourselves. So this is absolutely a product of the folks living here, as were all of our other team name suggestions. And it's a salute to those who did fight for a name that didn't end up getting picked as well, and letting them all have their day in the sun, even though they didn't ultimately win at at that time.
So what will happen Friday night as we have the what could have been night?
Well, the whole night is really about transforming the franchise for a night. So the entire uniform that the team will be wearing will be a Thunder Chicken uniform. So we've created jerseys, we've created hats. There's merchandise, a limited amount, but some merchandise that's going to be available in the team store. With the Thunder Chickens, we've created a logo for the team. Everything about the game, the scoreboard will say Thunder Chickens on it. All of our player headshots will be representative of the new team name. You will hear different sound effects, different movie clips, different sound. Everything about what we're doing will be transformed for one night into just what may have been.
The logo that's on the cap is genius. It's NWA, and the W is a chicken's foot.
It came out really well. We had, and that was designed by a local graphic designer that we've worked with a number of different times, and we didn't give her a whole heck of a lot to go on other than we wanted a logo created for Thunder Chickens, and absolutely nailed it. I mean, that was the first blush attempt at a cap logo, and I give her all the credit in the world. She nailed it, and that iteration of that logo, it's going to be hard to completely just table after a night. There's been a lot of talk about it, and might be something you see again.
Obviously Thunder Chickens, the people who wanted Thunder Chicken, that's an homage to Springdale, the home of Tyson Foods. But what exactly is a Thunder Chicken? Do you have any idea what a Thunder Chicken might look like?
No idea. No, I guess maybe a Thunder Chicken might be a muscular superhero type of chicken. That's kind of what we've thought. The logo that we have actually has a picture of, I guess, what you would call a handsome smiling chicken on it. You'd have to just see the logo to understand it. But I don't have any idea what what a Thunder Chicken even would be, or why that was the adjective thrown in front of chickens to make it work. But it really it created some great debate. And quite honestly, when we named the team the Naturals, I had quite a few people who let me know what a big mistake we were making and how much it would have been better if we had been the Thunder Chickens.
I hope somebody from out of town who doesn't know what's going on wanders in to Arvest Ballpark Friday night and just thinks, what? The Thunder Chickens?
You know, It's inevitable. We have people who – we hear every game about people who are here for the first time. That's one of the best parts about being here every day is getting to visit with people who it's their first time here and they don't know what to expect. And so there are definitely going to be some people who are thrown way off on Friday. And so hopefully our staff will be briefed enough to let them know that, no, you found the right place. This is the AA minor league baseball team. You're just watching us on a special night.
Of course, the Naturals are part of the Texas League, and the Texas League has had some really interesting nicknames if you go way back, more than 100 years. I think it was in 1909, Paris, Texas, for 1 year had a team. You know what their mascot was?
Can't say that I do.
The Parasites. I'd like to see you give that to your graphic designer.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways that we could go here. I think the beauty of the Thunder Chickens is that it's not made up.
Right, right.
Is that it really was real, and there really were a lot of people who battled for it. And so, yeah, this wasn't just a marketing meeting gone terribly wrong, you know, with goofy names being thrown out. This was very much, I guess, a possibility at the time.
Well, the Thunder Chickens will take on the Arkansas Travelers on Friday night at Arvest Ballpark, and you can get the limited edition merchandise that night, right?
That's exactly right. It'll only be available that night when the gates open at 6 o'clock, and it's a very limited amount, and there's a lot of interest in here, so definitely get here early. It's going to be a fun night, and hey, we're shooting fireworks after, so even better.
Eric Edelstein is the general manager of the team that we call the Naturals. Eric, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you so much.